We get a little bit from the Last Supper today as we prepare for Holy Thursday and Good Friday. Good Friday's Gospel will be the Passion according to St. John. We see that the fear of death and dying is always before us. Death was before Jesus. Death was before Judas, Peter, and all of the apostles. Seemingly, it seemed that Judas and his understanding of who Jesus is, or lack thereof, pointed out on Sunday in the Gospel of Matthew as we were going through the Passion, that everybody else was calling Jesus Adonai, Lord, whereas Judas was kept calling him Rabbi, teacher. It's not insignificant. If it's there in the Gospel, it's there for a reason. His own understanding of who Jesus is betrays him. There's much speculation, which is just that, speculation, into the motivation of Judas. Disillusionment in who Jesus was to be, whatever it was, the choosing of money over Jesus was made. Judas doesn't ask for a position, a leading position of leadership in the Sanhedrin or any of these things. He says, what will you give to me if I hand him over to you? They set a price. He's looking for money. He puts his trust in the money, that the money is what's going to preserve his life. Do you know, my brothers and sisters, I heard on the news the other day, a millionaire died. I'm trying to be funny with you. Even though he possessed $1 million, he still died. I'm sure that there have been billionaires who have died, multi-billionaires who die. Many will not preserve one's life, nor will it by a right relationship with God. Judas chooses money when he is face to face with the question of life and death. Peter, lest we think that this is just a thing for those who betray him, right? This is just for Judas. Peter, who will be the head of the church, Peter, who will be the first among equals, Peter, who will go to his death and lay down his life in witness to Jesus as a martyr in a foreign country, in a foreign land, far from home, no longer fishing, when face to face with his mortality, when face to face with death, doesn't ask for money, but rather denies the truth in order to preserve his life. If it is not money that will save our lives, neither will the denial of truth save our life. We are always face to face with death. We have the benefit. You know, I realized that, you know, there were no Christians before Jesus. We have the benefit of living after him, knowing him, and living life, yes, face to face with death, but face to face with death with him beside us. We still must face death And I'm sure that earlier in my priesthood, I was much more bold about dismissing the fear that is there. I read a very interesting book on the last things written by Cardinal Schönborn from Vienna. And he said in the book, he admitted, he said, I was much more bold in speaking about facing death until I got sick and almost died. He said, I speak much more tenderly and much more humbly when I go to visit those who are sick now than I did before. The reassurance for us that to have Jesus is everything. We will not preserve our life in anything. We will not preserve our life. Do you hear the language of that phrase? We will not preserve our life in anything. It is gift that is given in generosity and love and mercy. In receiving that gift and living in it, we are to be changed. And I say that not as a task on our part. It's not our task to change ourselves because we are believers, but possessing this truth, possessing Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, the way that we operate and live in the world changes. If nothing changes in our belief in Jesus Christ, then it's all a myth and a fantasy. And I encourage you to leave now. If it is just a story to believe, but doesn't actually efficate, it doesn't actually possess power to bring about what it says it is, then don't believe it. But to know Jesus is not to know a myth or an idea or a story. It is to know the person and to receive the gift of redemption invites us to become that new creation, to not live in the world as those who do not know him. They cannot be our models because Jesus being a part of our life, changes everything. If we do not realize that yet, then we have not yet fully grasped who he is and who we have become in him. In him we have been set free. Amen.